Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Lamed Gimel. Sota Daf Lamed Gimel. And we are on Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Refuah Shalema Michal Malka Bat Rachel, who is in very serious need of a refuah. Michal Malka Bat Rachel. All of our learning today will be L'Refuah Shalema. Okay, now let's get into Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis. The two dots, Kriya Shema. So if you remember, the first Mishnah here in the seventh Perek discusses many different mitzvahs, what could be said in any language, what must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Keep in mind, there are nine prakim here in Maseches Sota. So here the seventh, eighth, and ninth really are all one unit, which are many units. We're talking about all these different mitzvahs that come up. So we're up to Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the Mishnah mentions it can be said b'chol lashon, but as we'll see, that is really a machlokes tanoim. We referred also yesterday to a machlokes rishonim, just to be aware of, and that is the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs are we fulfilling? We know that there aren't so many. There aren't so many mitzvahs d'oraisa that we do every single day. Right? How many? The Chofetz Chaim, I think, mentions 100+. Mitzvos that we do. All the karbanos are out, all the tumatar are out, and even many of the mitzvos that we do, they might be on a derabanan level, bizman hazeh. Many people aren't farmers, they don't fulfill mitzvos atuliyos ba'aretz. So how many mitzvos daraisa that we do? So one of the mitzvos at least is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, every single day and night of our life. That's what the Ramban, that's what the Rambam says. But if you look in the Ramban, he says, that's not one mitzvah that we do, that's two mitzvos that we do. After all, says the Ramban, there are different times for the mitzvos of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema Bayom and Kriya Shema Balayla do not overlap. So how, asked on the Ramban, on the Rambam, how could you count that as one mitzvah? It should be two mitzvahs, just like the two Tamidin, the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Avayim. It's counted as two separate mitzvahs. And the Ktores of the morning and the Ktores of the evening, it's two separate times, two separate mitzvahs. So that's the Ramban's claim. The question is, how does the Rambam answer back? If it's different times, doesn't that mean it's two mitzvahs? So explain Reb Soloveitchik. That no, it's possible that you can have two mitzvos that cannot be completed actually, practically at the same time, but the mechayiv, the halachic generator of those mitzvos, starts at the same time. For example, he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says, Gimel mitzvos nistavu Yisrael b'knisasan la'aretz. There are three mitzvos that we're going to have to do, Be'ez Hashem, when we come back to Eretz Yisrael. Number one, appoint a king. Number two, to wipe out Amalek. Number three, to build the Beis HaBechira, to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, in that order. So ask Rav Soloveitchik, if it's in that order, so why does the Gemara say that there are three mitzvos that we are going to be commanded to do when we go in? It should be only one mitzvah that we're commanded to when we go in. We are commanded to appoint the king. After that, we are commanded to wipe out Amalek. And after that, we are commanded to build a Beis HaMikdash. So what does the Gemara mean that it all starts? The answer is that sometimes you can have the conceptual reality of a mitzvah, even if you can't actually fulfill that mitzvah yet. That's possible. There are various examples of this. Of course, the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara has a suffix, a child within 8 days. Let's say a child is 6 days old, and he is a Kohen. Can he be smeared with Truma oil? Can he be smeared with Truma oil? What's the suffix? An RL can't use Truma oil, but a Mahul can. Is this child called an RL on day six? Why? Because the Chiv of Mila didn't start yet. So maybe he's not even an Aral, so you'd be able to be Sachim with Shem and Shal Truma. The Yerushalmi Paskins there in Yevamos that it's Mutter. Day 6 is Mutter. The Yerushalmi is just not sure about Lelches. Lelches, the night before the 8th. That's the question. Why? Why is that an issue? Because maybe that Shem Aral started already. You can't do Bris Mila until the next day. You can't do Bris Mila at night. But it's possible to have the status, to have the reality, even before the mitzvah starts. So explains Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's the Rambam. Every day, there's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema. You're right, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of night by day and day by night. Or there's two tamidim. But when the morning starts, both of them are obligatory. One of them is fulfilled before the other one. But really, it's one kiyum. And therefore, we might count it, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. So we talk about Kriya Shema in the Mishnah. We have to remember, it's a mitzvah daraisa. But, and we mentioned yesterday, last time, what part of Kriya Shema is daraisa, the four different shitas in the Rishonim. But we also know that how many mitzvahs is it counted as. So it's counted as one or two mitzvahs. That is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Good. And there are many mitzvahs like this. How many do you count it as? Tefillin, two mitzvahs, tzitzis, one mitzvah. There are many different mitzvahs that, you know, you have to discuss whether it's one or two. So Kriya Shema Minolan. So ask the Gemara, how do we know that Kriya Shema can be said in any lashon? Dechsiv Shema Yisrael, b'chol lashon tashomeya. Shema, listen. Any language that you hear, we darshan. Shema Yisrael, what does the lashon Shema Yisrael mean? It's in the Torah. Is it talking to us? Shema Yisrael, or if you remember the Gemara in Pesachim, it's talking to Yaakov Avinu. Right, Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed gathers all of his children, and he realizes that the Geula, the Ruach HaKodesh, has left him. So he's nervous. Maybe Shema Yish Psul Yesh be. Maybe there's a Psul in one of my children. And they answer, no, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right, Hashem is one. We all believe. Right, for other reasons, you must have lost the vision of when the Geula is going to take place. But that's what the Gemara says in Pesachim, Shema Yisrael. But we darshan from the word Shema. In any language. So Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara, it's really a machlokas tanoim. Our Mishnah is holding like one of the tanoim, but it's really a machlokas. Kriyashma kichsava divrei Rebbe. Rebbe, if you that us he holds, Kriyashma must be said as it's written. Kriyashma must be said in Lashon HaKodesh. The Chachamim Omer b'chal Lashon. Chacham say no in any language. So it's amazing that Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, who put together the Mishnayis, he anonymously was so same, unlike his own shita. Right, his own sheet is kichsava, right? But here he's so same in the Mishnah, Elu Ne'amar and Bechal Lashon, and in the beginning of the Mishnah you have Kriyashma. So it's interesting. It shows the anava of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, right? We also like to mention the har of Rabbi Yosef Engel, that he's the only one in Shas that has a phrase once in a while, Omer Ani. Omer Ani is like the Talmudic La'aniyas Daiti. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is specifically known for his humility, and therefore he has that lashon of Omer Ani, but this is also, you don't catch it, you don't focus on it, but he is known for his anava. Right, we'll have to see also the last Mishnah in Sota, the last daf in Sota, Mem Tes Amud Beis, the last three lines of the whole Masechta. If you turn there for a minute, right, the Mishnah says, when Rebbe died, Bala Anava. Rebbe was the unique unav, right? So you see, when you see it there explicitly, but we see it right here also implicitly. So as a machlokas tanoim, whether you can say Kriya Shema in any language. My time at the Rebbe, what's the source for Rebbe? That you have to say Kriya Shema in Lashon HaKodesh, Amar Kra, Vahayu, Bahavayasan Yehu. Vahayu, it should be like this. V'Rabbanan, Amar Kra Shema, B'chol Lashon Shata Shomeya. Shema means any lashon. So Bahayu is telling me specifically this, and Shema is generalizing it. V'rabbanan ami aksiv Vahayu. Either Rabbanan also, they see, you can say it in any language. So what is Vahayu teaching me? Hahu shalai yikra en alam afreya. That's teaching me that you shouldn't say it backwards. What does that mean? Not to say it backwards. So if you look in Rashi, not Rashi here, but Rashi and Brachas, where this comes up, Rashi and Brachas, the beginning of the second parak, Rashi says, what does it mean, limafreya, not to read it, the words backwards. Belo limafreya kagon, uvisharecha, beisecha, mezuzos, right, which is saying the psukim backwards, saying the words in the pasuk backwards. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam both ask on Rashi, not explicitly the Rambam, but that's just meaningless. Of course you can't do that. What, you say, Echad, Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem, Yisrael, Shema? Of course that doesn't work. That doesn't yet say anything. So the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Bracha, say no. It means that you say the Psukim out of order. You say the last Pasuk, and then the second to the last Pasuk, and then the third to the last Pasuk. So then each sentence makes sense, and that's the Chiddush of the Torah, that you're not allowed to say it out of order. Lema Freya. Rashi is old, Tzarech Ian. You know, what's the Havamina that we'd be able to say the words backwards, that the Torah has to go out of its way to exclude it? In any case, let's continue. So that's what the Rabbanan used Vahayu for, not to say Lema Freya. V'Rebbe, Shalei Yikra Lema Freya Minale. According to Rebbe, that you can't say Lema Freya, how does he know that? Nafgalei me Dvarim Hadvarim, the extra Hey. V'Rabbanan, Dvarim Hadvarim Lamash Bilu, they don't darshan that. V'Rebbe Nam Yaksiv Shema. Rebbe also doesn't say Shema, so therefore that should be inclusive, any language. Why does he limit it to Vahayu? Ha'omi Baile Lashmi Alaz Nechamasha Tamoti Mipicha. That's to teach me the halacha of hashma'a la'aznav. That you're supposed to hear what you're saying. Right, we're not supposed to say it so quietly that we can't hear it. We have to do it loud enough for us to hear it. Even though we're not supposed to do it loud enough for everybody else to hear it. That's what the halacha we mentioned yesterday in Baba Kriya Shema and Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. We paskim hashmi'a la'aznav, but not too loud. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Be'. Let's just read the next line of the Gemara. Then we'll read the Shulchan Aruch.
V'rabbanan sabri l'kamat damar, korei eshma, v'lo shbi alazno yatsa, v'b'dievet yur yotzei, machlokas tanoem, and we paskin b'dievet yur yotzei. The Shulchan Aruch said in Simen Samach Beis, sarech la'shmiya la'azno ma'shemotzi b'fif, v'imlo shmiya la'azno yatsa, u'bilvad sheyotzi b'sfasav. As long as you said the words, that is okay. You have to, as long as you enunciated the words, as long as you enunciated the words, that is good enough. The Shulchan Aruch does say, im machmas cholia onis acher kura kriyasha belibo, loko you have an onis. What if you can't say the words, you said it belibo yatsa, v'yavlechad chila yasakein, if you don't have a choice, you can use that and rely on that b'di evan. But again, lechad chila, what is supposed to be mashmiya le'aznav. Lema. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Lema ksava Rebbe. If Rebbe has a specific limud to tell me that Kriyat Shema has to be Lashon HaKodesh, so what does that mean about the rest of the Torah? Lema ksava Rebbe, kala Torah b'lcha Lashon Emra. It must be that if this part of the Torah, Kriyat Shema, has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, it must be the rest of the Torah can be said in any language. De'isal kadaitach b'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, because if the rest of the Torah has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, v'hayu t'kazav rachmat alamali. What do you need a specific limud by Kriyat Shema? The whole Torah has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. So it must be that it doesn't have to be. So Mara says, no, Raya. Istrak mishav the ksiv v'shma. No, you need v'hayu to counterbalance the shma. So once you have v'hayu, then you can use shma for something else. But if you didn't have v'hayu, you might have darshaned it like the Rabbanan. And the opposite. Lema ksavri Rabbanan, kol ha-Torah kula, b'lashon ha-kodesh nemra. Let's say the Rabbanan hold that kol ha-Torah kula that can be said in Lashon HaKodesh only. Because if you say it can be said in any language, Shema dechazav rechman alamali. So what do you need Shema for? If it's telling you specifically something related to Kriya Shema, it must be the rest of the Torah is different. The Gemara says, no, it's shrech mishun deksiv v'hayu. Right, it's needed because it says v'hayu, and that is why you need Shema. So they balance each other out. The big question here is, 2 points. Number one, the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, when the Gemara says that, Kriya Shema is going to be Megala on the rest of the Torah, what are we referring to when we say, the rest of the Torah is said in Lashon HaKodesh, or Kol Lashon? What is that referring to? So, it can't be referring to when the Torah was given. We know the Torah was given in Lashon HaKodesh, says Rabbeinu Hananel. Pshita, Tibishas Mat Torah, Nitin L'Moshe B'Lashon HaKodesh, that we know. Hashem speaks to his Nevi'im on Lashon HaKodesh. Hashem created the world on Lashon HaKodesh. That's not what it's referring to. So what is it referring to when the Gemara is Medayik, what Rebbe and the Rabbanan hold by Kriya Shema, what about the rest of the Torah? What are we talking about? What rest of the Torah? So, one might say it's referring to the other mitzvos that you have to recite something. Chalitza, and the Mikra Bikurim, and the other ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah, maybe that's what the Torah is referring to. Maybe that's what the Gemara is referring to. Or, Rashi here says, Kol HaTorah b'Lashon Emra, Likros Bebeis HaKnesses. Wow. Rashi says, Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, that's what the Gemara is referring to. Asks Tosfos in Maseches Brachos, beginning of the second parak, how could Rashi say that? Right, Kriyas HaTorah is a Takana D'Rabbanan. The pasuk would be referring to the takana d'rabbanan. Can't be. That was much later. So that can't be what the Gemara is referring to. So Tosfos says either it's referring to what we just mentioned, right? The parashios they have to say, Mikra Bikurim, Vidi Meiser, Chalitza, and the Gemara is trying to be medayik what these tanaim hold. Or, says Tosfos, maybe it's referring to parashios hamechuyavim likros midaraisa. Parashios that you have to read midaraisa. Like what? What do you have to read daraisa? Tosfos only has one example. Tosfos is one example. All the parshas that you have to read midaraisa. What do you have to read daraisa? Tosfos says, Kemo Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar. Every year we know, the Shabbos before Purim, Rabbanan, Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah, the Rabbanan were Mesakin, that we should fulfill the mitzvah of daraisa, of Parsha Zachar, together from a klaf, Betzibur, on the Shabbos before Purim. That's what Tosfos says in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel. If you look in the Tosfos Harash there, the Tosfos Harash adds an extra two words. So Sarah says, yeah, like the parshas that we read B'tzibur, like Parsha Zachar, and Parshas Para. And Parshas Para, the Tosar Rush adds that in. Right? So that's pretty amazing. Rov Rishonim don't have that. Right? So we would think, okay, that's a collector's item daya, and we don't have to worry about it. What's the problem? The Shulchan Aruch quotes that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that Parshas Para, pi choshesh, that that's also daraisa. So we're not fully choshesh, right? We don't have all the chumras that we've had for Parsha Zachar, where we're machmir for everybody to come, and men and women, the medaktik and every accent and every word and the zecher and the zecher and all the chumras. We generally only do that for Parshas Zachar. We don't do that for Parshas Para, even though it's one day a year in the Tosfos HaRash. But Tosfos is kasha on Rashi, is very strong. Tosfos says, how can you say Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah is Durabanan. What you have to say for Rashi is that, even if you say it's enacted, is that a Kiyam Daraisa of Talmud Torah B'tzibur? You have to say something. If the Torah is excluding, and the Torah is saying the laws of how it should be read, unless that's what Rashi means. Kriyas HaTorah, the Daraisa parts of Kriyas HaTorah. There is, though, a beautiful thought. We said Rav Soloveitchik before, we'll continue with another thought of his, where he says, if you look at the source for Kriyas HaTorah in Perek Meruba, in Baba Kama, the Gemara tells us there, on Daf Pei Bezom and Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu started it, and then Ezra HaSofer continued the Takana Drabanan of laning every 3 days. The Pasuk tells us, that they thirsted for water in Mara. Vayochu shloshes yamim b'midbar v'lo matzu mayim. Darshei reshumos amru ein mayim el Torah. Shenemar hoy kol tzameh l'chu l'mayim. They were thirsty for water. Kivan shohochu shloshes yamim v'lo Torah. What does it mean they were thirsty for water? They were thirsty for Torah. They went 3 days without Torah. So what happened? Nilu. Miyah nilu. They became weary. We need Torah. Amdu neviim shebeinayim. So the neviim amongst them, Moshe Rabbeinu, got up, v'tignu lahem. That's also a good question. Why did it say neviim and not just Moshe? V'tignu lahem, shiukarin b'shabes, umafsikin b'echad b'shabes, v'karin b'sheni, umafsikin b'shlishi b'revi, v'karin b'chamishi, umafsikin b'erev shabes, k'dei sholo yalinu gimul yamim below Torah. So you don't have 3 days without Torah. We hear the Torah at least every 3 days. That's the Gemara, and the Gemara describes what did Moshe do, and then what did Ezra do, until you come to the Maskana that we have at least 10 psukim, at least 3 aliyas, v'chulu. Fine. What's the kasha? The kasha is, ask Rav Soloveitchik. They were thirsty for Torah. They didn't get the Torah yet. This was the story in Mara. That's in Parshas B'Shalach. It's before Yisrael. They didn't get the, what were they thirsty for? They didn't have the Torah yet. And the Rabbanim were misakein. Moshe Rabbeinu was misakein. For what? There was no mitzvah Talmud Torah yet. That wasn't one of the 3 mitzvahs given in Mara. So explains Rav Soloveitchik, they were thirsty not as a reflection of the chiyuv. They were thirsty because of every Jew's innate connection to Talmud Torah, to learning Torah. Every Jew, that pintel yid, has that connection deep inside. Maybe he suggested that's what the Malach does. The Gemara needs it. The Malach that learns all of Torah in utero and then causes us to forget the Torah. So why are we taught it? We're not born knowing it because we have to earn it. So why are we taught it? To create that innate netiya, that innate connection that every Jew has to Torah, and that is what was driving the thirst of Am Yisrael. They're finally a nation. They've been through Kriyas Yamsuf. So now they're thirsty. They're thirsty. What if they didn't even realize what they're thirsty for? Right? They're thirsty because of that innate connection to Torah, and that's why we have Kriyas HaTorah at least every 3 days. Okay, so that relates to Kriyashma. Next, Tefillah. Next on the list, says the Gemara. About the 7th line or so. Tefillah, the Gemara says, how do you know Tefillah can be done in any language? Rachmehi kol hechi deba imatzli. Tefillah is rachamim. Tefillah is asking for compassion. So if it's asking for compassion, then obviously it can be done in any language. Right? Tefillah is rachamim. And that's exactly also what the Gemara says in Brachas. Why women are obligated, and this is not as man grama, because it's rachamim inu. Everybody needs rachamim. Right? As the Gemara says in Brachas adaf chaf amid beis, the Gemara says, chayavim betefillah, women are obligated in tefillah, de rachamim inu. Right, you might say, Mao de Temo Vaksiba Erva Vokarasara Yim commits on Gramma Dummy Kamash Malan. Question is whether you have that girsa or not. The Bach takes out that whole girsa. But either way, Lomaskana, we paskin, women are obligated in Tfila because it is Rachmi. The Rambam writes this in the beginning of Vokas Tfila. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, this is the Rambam Shita, of course, that it's a mitzvah to daven every single day against the Ramban. Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. Mitzvah Saseh lehis palel b'chol yom. Shenemar v'avat zem l'Hashem alkechem. Serve Hashem, your God. Nipi ha-shmua amru, shavoda zu hi tefillah. Shenemar l'avdo b'chol avavchem, ezu yavoda shebelev zu tefillah. Vein minyan tefillahs min ha-Torah. The number of times you daven is not Daraisa. The way you daven is not Daraisa. The times you daven is not Daraisa. Right, everything about tefillah is Darabanan, all the details. But the idea is Daraisa. Lefichach, says the Rambam, Nashim va'avadim chayavin b'tefillah. Lefishi mitzvah zaseh shelo hazman grama. It's not time-bound. That's the Rabbanan. Kriya Shema has times on a Deraisa level. Bishach b'chol v'kumecha. But Tefillah does not, so that's why women are pturos. Me'ikra din from Kriya Shema, they should be mekabel malchus shamayim. But it's a zman grama, while Tefillah is not a zman grama. The only thing that's Daraisa, the Rambam says, is the structure. Shevach, bakasha, and hoda'a. That structure is Daraisa. That's why there's a controversy on the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram quotes a line that says women are yotze with a bakasha, eza bakasha, samach lahashkama. Right? They say a little bakasha when they wake up in the morning, and then they're yotze. Are they yotze with that? Is that shevach bakasha huda? The Achronim generally find the Magen Avram troubling. Right? Women have to daven. Women have to daven. Shachros and mincha. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Meir, they were never mekabel. But women have to daven shevach bakasha huda. Right? That is the yesod. So that is regarding tefillah being rachami. Vayter says the Gemara, "Tefillah b'chol lashon, really? You could daven in any language." V'yomer of Yehuda, la'olam al yishal adam tzracha v'lashon aramis. Rav Yehuda says a person should not daven in Aramaic, v'lashon aramis. So you see, there isn't a language that's out. Why? D'amar Rav Yochanan, very controversial line. Or you figure out what it means. Kol ashol al tzracha v'lashon arami. Anyone who asks for his needs in Aramaic, ain malachei asharis nizkakin lo. The malachim do not relate to him. Lefisha ain malachei asharis makirin b'lashon arami. Because the malachei asharis don't recognize lashon arami. Question mark. So what does that mean? So let's just answer the question and then we'll continue. Lo kacha b'yachad abet zibur. Right now, you're right. There's a difference between Yachid and Tzibur. A Yachid, Rav Yud is talking about a Yachid. He shouldn't be Shol Tzracha V'Lashon Arami. But a Tzibur can. A Tzibur could daven B'chol Lashon. Rabbi Yonah writes in Brachos because a Tzibur doesn't have a Melitz. And it's directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you don't have to go through the Malachim. What does this mean? What does the Malachim have to do with my Tefillah? So, 2 points. Let's talk about a more general point first. And that is, davening to Malachim. This is a much discussed topic, Slichos time. In the time of Slichos, because there are a number of Slichos, the Piyutim, that were written by many of the Rishonim. Much of the Slichos was written by the Rishonim, Blazar Kalir and others. It seems to be Malach Nisei Rachamim and Yigimel Midos. It sounds like we're talking to Malachim, or we're talking to the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we're talking to others. Are we allowed to do that? The Rambam writes, as one of the Animamins, that we daven directly to Hashem. We don't involve anyone else. The Rambam says, it's the fifth Animamin, but it's in Pirush Mishnayis and Chelek. The Rambam says, HaYisod HaChamishi Shehu Yis'aleh Asher Ra'i La'avdo U'L'Ramamo U'L'Farsem G'duloso Mashmuso. He, Hashem, is the one that we have to raise up. Ve'ein Osin Kein L'Masha L'Mata Mimenu. And we don't daven to anyone else lower. B'mitzius Min HaMalachim V'HaKochavim V'HaGalgalim V'HaYisodos. Why? Because they are creations. We only pray to the Creator. And we don't even use them as middlemen. So, as the Rambam says that, so how are we able? First of all, what about davening to Niftarim? Many people go to the kfaras, they daven to their departed. Is that okay? So the Maharal in Nisivos Olam, Nisiv Avoda discusses this. Maybe he says, maybe there's a difference between davening to Mesim and davening to Malachim. Well, davening to Mesim, at least that's Chesed, right? They're in the world of Chesed. They used to be in the world of Chesed. They could daven for you even then. Even the Mishnah Berurah writes in Ochaz Rosh Hashanah, what it's better to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'schus the Mesim that are buried there. That's better. But again, I think the minhag of many is just to talk to them. They recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. But they ask to be, we say, be a Melech Yosher. What does that mean? Be a Melech Yosher. So that might just mean this, your Zechuyot should be a Melech Yosher for the family. Doesn't mean that you should be a Melech Yosher. There's a fascinating Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas and Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Vav. He says, yeah, he's not a fan of these Slichos that one says, the Yud Gimel Midos, Amach Nisei Rachamim, where a lot of them come up at the end of the Slichos. So the Chassam Sofer says, I just say a longer Tachanun. So nobody knows that I'm not saying it. I just say a longer Tachanun, so I finish when they finish. What's interesting, though, is that Chassam Sofer wasn't Mevatel the Minhag. He realizes there must be some basis for the Minhag. He personally doesn't want to say it. But he just stretches it out. He lets it go in his shul, but he does not say it himself. But either way, this is a crucial discussion. But our Gemara sounds like pashtus, you're davening to malachim. Right, that's why you shouldn't daven in Aramis, because the malachim aren't going to be able to help you. Look at Rashi. Rashi, Yachid, second skinny line. Tzarech she yisai uhu malachi yashares. A Yachid needs help from the angels, like to take your tefillah off the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzibur lo tzrichalu, the tzibur doesn't. Hingel kabir lo yimas, the tzibur is never going to be rejected. And it's not only Rashi here. It's Rashi Maseches Sanhedrin. Rashi also says it there. On Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara says there. Reish Lakish says. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yevakish Adam Rachamim Sheyi Hakol Ma'amtsinis Kocho. We should daven that everyone, Hakol Ma'amtsinis Kocho. What does that mean? Rashi says there, Sheyi Sayuhu Malachi Ashares Lavakish Rachamim. Veshalo Yumastina Milamala. So both Sota, Lamed Gimel, Sanhedrin, Mem Dalet, sounds like the Malachim help our tefillahs get up there. So it doesn't say that we should daven to the Malachim, we could daven to the Malachim to help. That's what it sounds like. Other, he showed him the Me'iri there in Sanhedrin, the Me'iri in Shabbos, have different interpretations of what the Gemara means. But it seems to be Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim, whether, how to understand these Gemaras, and whether it's appropriate to have Malachim involved. The Rav Asher Weiss writes in one of his Ma'amarim, it could be that, you know, nobody's davening to Malachim. Everybody recognizes that the Malachim don't have power. But it's, and that's the Isser. Even the Rambam's Isser. Sounds like for the Rambam, he shouldn't even have middlemen. But the real issue is to believe that they have power. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu set, if you believe that Hashem set up the system in this way, so maybe even the Rambam would agree to that. Maybe. Okay. In any case, this is the general issue about davening to Malachim. The other issue related to this line is, why Dafka Aramis? Aramaic? Why they don't like Aramaic? Dafka, so if you look in the Eitz Yosef here, in the Ein Yaakov, he says, yeah, because it's so close to Lashon HaKodesh, but it's not. It's like a Lashon Meshubash. That's why, if it's a totally different language, okay, fine. But this is Aramis. It's so close. Einus kaken la ramis shemeguna beinehem lefisha targum hu karav lashon hakodesh mishum kachu meguna beinehem fishu kamo lashon shenishtavish yemashkichen bo lahavi tfilaso lifnei hamakom. Other languages would be better. Other mefarshim, the Marshat and Shabbos, says no, maybe it's the opposite. Even Aramis, right? That one should, meaning when one's in private, maybe it's better to daven Lashon HaKodesh, because that more has wings of its own, so to speak. The Lashon HaKodesh, it has more inherent value. Good. There is a discussion, just to mention one other. All the Achronim discuss this. How much the Malachim know? Do they know our thoughts? Do we have to say it? They even know what I'm thinking. What do I have to say it properly for? Chassam Sofer writes on that Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Iker Lashon, Shakarish Baruch Hu Oevu Lashon HaKodesh. Hashem loves Lashon HaKodesh. Shobo Bara Olamo. He created the world with that. Right? We didn't mention, maybe we could have mentioned it yesterday, but the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Lashon HaKodesh in general. The Ramban point, right, our whole discussion these days are about Lashon HaKodesh versus not Lashon HaKodesh. The Ramban, at the beginning of Kisisa, discusses why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh. He relates it there because Shekel HaKodesh, right? What is the Shekel HaKodesh? So there he talks about why is it called Lashon HaKodesh. So he quotes the Mor Nevuchim. The Ramban quotes the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim. Al tachshov shenikro lashoneinu Lashon HaKodesh l'ga'avaseinu o l'ta'useinu. Don't think it's anything that we, that is inherently like it's something that we can hold above others. Aval hu bedin, it's very practical, says the Rambam. Zos alashin kedusha lo yimsu bo shemos le'ever habi'ila bezacho b'nekeva v'lo letipa u'leshesen u'letzora akbakinoi. Says the Rambam, we would say it in our language, there are no dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. Right, Lashon HaKodesh is not modern Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh, right, there's no word for a man and a woman, husband and wife being together. Bia, entering in. There's no separate words for the Eivor HaZachar or the Eivor HaNekeva. There's no separate words for going to the bathroom. When I go to the bathroom, what's it called? Meiraglayim, right, the water of my legs. Right, there's no separate words for it. Right, that's what makes it Kadosh. And says the Ramban, that's the Rambam. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, that's not why. Ramban says, no, it's Kodesh, because Hashem created the world with Lashon HaKodesh, and he speaks to the Malachim in Lashon HaKodesh. Right, it's inherent. There's something inherent. Ramban Tanu Mikol Lashon. So the Chassam Sofer here in Shabbos, Yud Beis, is picking up on that. He says, you know, Hashem loves Lashon HaKodesh. That's how he created the world. And therefore, if somebody knows Lashon HaKodesh, that should be the way he talks to God. Afilu melech b'zav, you speak to a king. You want to speak on the king's language. Medaber k'lashon amo. You want to speak in the language of the king. But, you know what? If you're speaking to Hashem directly, panim b'fanim, so then Hashem can be mochel. But if you're going through a shliach, then it's harder. It's harder. And therefore, that's what he discusses. Ayin malachei asharis nizkakim lashon aramis. Avakad shakadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo Hashem hears lashon aramis. And that's why betzibur is not a problem, because the tzibur goes directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yachid is more problematic, and that's why they said, Chassam Sofer, we should try, if we can, to focus on Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Ve'ein malachei asharis makirin b'lashon arami. Is that really true? The malachim don't recognize Aramis? Vatanya, but didn't we learn in the Tosefta here in Sota, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shama Baskol Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yochanan, one of the Kohanim Gadolim, heard a Baskol. Shehu Omer, the Baskol said, Nitzcho Talia. The Baskol announced something that was happening elsewhere in the world. Nitzcho Talia, the young men have been victorious. To Azlu La'agacha Kravel Antuchia. They have gone to Antuchia, which is a place up north, to fight a battle, and they've been victorious. So you see, what's talking there? It must be a malach. It's a baskol. What's a baskol? A baskol, the Gemara is assuming, is like a malach. Right? Rashi says, right here, baskol, also me, actually, you know what? Let's continue first, and then we'll come back. Vishub, Maisa B'Shimon HaTzadik. Also another story with Shimon HaTzadik. This might not be the famous Shimon HaTzadik. Sheshama Baskol Mimeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He heard a Baskol, Shu Omer. Betelez Avinta. The army, the attacking army has been nullified. To Omar, Sana, that the enemy has said, La'isa Alechala, to bring on the Heichal. Venera Gaskalgus. Gaskalgus, one of the generals, was killed. Ubalu Xerosav, and they omavatal Xeris, Vikasvu, and they Osa Shah, they wrote down exactly when they heard the voice, Vikivno, and it worked out exactly to when the events occurred. But you see, it's all in Aramaic. Ubalash and Arami, Aya Omer. So, isn't this a form of a Malach? So, you see, a Malach knows Lashon Arami? And what might add, it's easier if you could talk it, you obviously, you know, understand it. The first step is understanding it. If you could even talk in Lashon Aramis, then surely you understand it. So, the Gemara has three answers. Yivayis Ema, Baskol Shani, two answers. Baskol Shani, De La Ashmue Avida. Don't compare Baskols and regular Malachim. A Malach won't, but a Baskol, the whole point of a Baskol is to send a message out. That's the purpose of a baskol, right? We know there are no more baskols today, but there were baskols in the times of Gemara, many baskols, right? Baskols related to our Rabbi Eliezer, remember Tanu Shalachnoi, another Rabbi Eliezer in Tainis to show that Rabbi Akiva is not greater than him. It's just Mavra Midosav. There are many stories of baskols throughout Shas. So here, a baskol is meant to give a message, right? Rashi, shiny baskol. Osa Mida Hamamuna Alkach Yoda'as B'Shivim Lashonos. The Mida, the power that is appointed for Baskols. So that Mida, that Malach knows 70 languages. Mepresha Asuya Lashmiya, because it's made to transmit a message. Vohi Mishtalachas Lachala Lashonos Pamim Lazo Pam Laze. And you gotta know what language and what land, the way the Baskol is coming out. So that is why that knows 70 languages. But Lav Dafka, all Malachim. Even before the second answer. The Marsha says that it has, right here, why do you have to say it's a Baskol coming out and a Malach there? You can't say it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? And you can't, the Marsha says, when did these stories take place? Bayis Sheni. That means it's not Nevuah. It's not from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no more Nevu in those days, right? The last Nevi'im have died. Says the Marsha, Mashmalahu, Delavi Piashchina Haya. It can't be straight from the Shchina. De imke Nevuah Have. Ve Elu Hamaisa Bebayasheni Hayu. Shikvar Batla Nevuah Az. Mishamesu Chagaz Achaya Balachi. Ava Babaskol. Kidamazik Hayim Mishtamshin. Gamlacher Kumin Bayasheni. And therefore, and the Vieshlomer, the Mishtamshin Hayu Bamalachim. Or, as we'll see, Gavriel, but that's the Marsha, that's why our Gemara connects Baskols and Malachim, because it couldn't be direct Nevuah anymore, because it's Bayis Sheni. What is a Baskol exactly? So Baskol is somewhat of a lower level, right? I think the Rabbeinu Bachai, to look it up again, I think in Zos HaBracha, Rabbeinu Bachai discusses all the different levels, going from Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, Baskol being one of the lowest levels. Tosus in Sanhedrin, says that's why it's even called a bas kol, because it's the product of a kol. It's not even the kol itself. It's a low level. It's a low level kol. Says Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, Yesh Omrim, Shelo Hayu Shomrin Kol, Hayotze Min HaShamayim, Ela Mitoch Oso Kol, Yotze Kol Acher, what we would call an echo. Kemosha Pa'amim, Sha'adam Makeh Bekoach, something you make a loud bang, Veshomea Kol Acher, Hayotze Mimenu, Lomei Rachok, you hear the bang far away, Veoso Kol Hayu Shomrin, Lekakorn Oso Bas Kol. That's what we call the Bas Kol. And Tosfos Yatef and Yavamis says maybe that's why it's a Bas Kol, not a Ben Kol, to emphasize even the weaker, because Lashon HaKeiva is always used to reflect a weakness in language, and maybe that's why it's called a bas and not a ben kol. Okay, either way, that's number one. So a bas kol could be in 70 languages, but malachim don't. Viva Yisema or Gavriel Ave. Maybe it was Dafka Gavriel. To Amar Mar, Gavriel knows all the languages. To Amar Mar, Ba Gavriel Valimdo Shivim Lashon. Right, we're going to have later on. Gavriel came along and taught Yosef 70 languages, and that's why he is the one that has to know the 70 languages. Right, the Mefarshim discuss Dafka Gavriel knows the 70 languages. If you look, the Rabbi Yaakov and the Yaris Dvash, Rabbi Yonatan Aibish, it says Gavriel hu amalach hayachid sheyodea es machshavos bnei adam. He knows our thoughts. Kivachu memuna ala chalomos. The Medjur says he's memuna on dreams. Vare ha'adam cholim rachmi yerhuri libo. And you think in whatever language is your mama lashon. So that's why Gavriel has to know. Dafka, he has to know himself. The Ben Yoyada here asks an interesting question. So we'll learn later on why Yosef had to be taught by the Malach, by Gabriel, the 70 languages. Asks the Ben Yoyada, he didn't know any. He knew Hebrew. Maybe he knew Egyptian. So, Mistami, he knew two languages. So, why did he have to teach him those two? Just teach him 68 languages. You have to teach him all 70 languages. So, says the Ben Yoyada, fascinating. There's differences between the way the language is spoken on the street and the way that if you're speaking very formally to a king, you have to know how to speak. And there can be differences in terms of the way you emphasis and words, slang versus formality. Yosef knew, says the Ben Yoyada, the slang of Hebrew and Egyptian. But he might not have known the formal way of speaking. V'nir ali v'chalashon v'lashon yesh higayon pashut shemedabrim oso hamon ha'am v'yesh higayon tzach ma'od shemedabrim bo lefnei sarim u'malachim. Right? You have different ways of talking. And therefore, Yosef knew the lower level language. V'lashon pashut v'eino tzach sheroi ledabrim bo lefnei malachim. And that's what Gavriel had to teach him, even these. That's why it's Ben Parat Yosef, Ben Parat Alei Ayin. Ayin is gematria, even though it says Ayin, but Ayin is also a reference to the languages that he learned. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Berchas Amazon. Dichsiv, how do you know Berchas Amazon can be in any language? Dichsiv, v'yachalta, v'savata, uveirachta, es Hashem Elokecha. B'chol lashon, sha'ata mevarech. In any lashon, so you could use any language to bench with. Of course, now, you want to use any language, it has to be a translation of the way, the nusach that Chazal made for us. Right? You can't just make up your own benching if you're going to use a different language. But either way, that's Berchas Amazon. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses in that mitzvah, in mitzvah Tav Lamed, Berchas Amazon, what the definition of a bracha is. Right, we're not giving Hashem anything. We are recognizing that He is the source of blessing. That's what Baruch Atah Hashem means. Says the Chinuch, that we are recognizing that, and then through that recognition, hopefully, we will be zochet to have the Shefa Bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But and Berchas Amazon is where he talks about it, because that's the only Bracha Daraisa. Maybe Berchas HaTorah, but the Rambam doesn't count that, so the Chinuch doesn't count it. But the Berchas Amazon is the one where he talks about all Brachas. Shavuot HaEdus. Dichsev, shvua of, I know testimony on someone's behalf, and I lie, and I swear I don't know. That could be in any language. Dichsev, nefesh kisechta, v'shama kol Allah, b'chol lashon ta'ata shomas. In any lashon that you hear. Shvua sa'pikadon. Also, I have something of someone's, and I swear that I don't. Somehow I got it in my hand. As yatechta techta mishvua sa'edis. So, it's a gzeira shavet to shvua sa'edis. Again, the two averas that one brings an olav yorid for. Parshas vayikra. So those are all the Bechal Lashons. Ve'elu ne'mar in Balashon HaKodesh. And these are Lashon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim, Ve'chalitza, some of these were already in the Mishnah. Ve'chulu ad Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. So we'll quote it again. Ketzad, V'yanisa, V'yamar t'lefnei Hashem Elokecha. It says, by Bikurim, U'lehalanu omer, V'anu, Halavim, V'amru. So Gzir Shava, Avaniya. El Kol Ish Yisrael Ma Aniyah Amr La Alam B'Lashon HaKodesh Av Kam B'Lashon HaKodesh. So you compare it to Levium. For Levium Gufayim Inolan, how do you know the Levium themselves? The Har Grizim and Har Evil, how do you know that was Lashon HaKodesh? Asya Kol Kol Mi Moshe. He learned another Gzeirah Shava. Ksiv Hacha Kol Ram at the end of Dvarim. Fiksiv Hasam by Maimed Har Sinai Moshe Yidaber Vo Elokim Ya'anenu Bikol Ma Lahashon B'Lashon HaKodesh. Just like there, you know the Torah was given in Lashon HaKodesh, like we mentioned earlier, Rabbi Nachman and Tosfos. Right, that the Rashi says, "B'matan Torah, b'lashon hakodesh nitzna." Afkan b'lashon hakodesh. So too here by the Levim, lashon hakodesh. Remember, each one was a Kabbalah, was a bris. Right, the Maimed Har Sinai was the bris in Chorev, and then later on when they crossed, it was the bris Arvos Moav before they went in, and then you have the bris afterwards in Gilgal and by Har Grizim and Har Evil. Chalitza keitza v'chulu. Next, chalitza has to be dafka in lashon hakodesh. V'rabbanan. Why? The shonos, right, to source given in the Mishnah by chalitza, again, is the gzeirah shava, according to the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, v'ansav amra kacha, dafka this. You don't need the lashon the gzeirah shava. V'rabbanan haikacha mayavdile. What do the rabbanan do with that pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda? Mi bay lahu l'darashu maisa ma'akev. To teach me that the parts of chalitza that are obligatory, there are certain actions that are obligatory. The chalitza is obligatory. Maybe the rakika is obligatory. That's what it's emphasizing. Kacha, you need to do this. V'Rabbi Yehuda miko kacha. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a ka and a kacha, so you can learn it from both of those. There's an extra word in there. V'rabbanan, extra letter. V'rabbanan, ko kacha lo mashbalu. They don't darshan two things from that pasuk. V'Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan, we explain what they do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk. What does he do with their pasuk? V'Rabbi Yehuda, turning over now, hai va'ansav amr mayavid lei, mi boi lei lagmure lulavim. The Blashon HaKodesh. They learn it to the Levium. Just the opposite direction. Rabbi Yehuda learns the Levium from Chalitza. The opposite of the other Shita. V'leilev kol mi Moshe. What's wrong with learning from the Gzeirah Shava? From Pashas Yisro, from Kol from Moshe. Aniya, Aniya Gamar. Kol Kolo Gamar. That's his Mesora. Rashi explains, Ein amdan don gzeirah shava elim ken kibla. You can't make up your own gzeirah shavas. Right, the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Shirashim. Right, it will be impossible if you can make up your own gzeirah shavas, because the Torah is a large book, it repeats a lot of words, and ein ladavar sof, you can just make up your own halachas. So you have to have a Mesorah, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda did not have the Mesorah of Kol. He had the Mesorah of Aniyah. Those were the words that were given to him. Right, the Rishonim say that the details of every gzeirah shava were not given over. That's what the Kabbalah machlokos about gzeirah shavas. But the words that were to be used for gzeirah shavas, those were given from Rebbe to Talmud. And different Rebbeim had different mesoras. Tani nami hachi, you also have a brisa, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, kol makom shenemar ka kacha, aniya v'amira, enu ela b'lashon hakodesh. Right, whenever all those words are mentioned, it's lashon hakodesh. Ko, kosavarchu. Kacha de chalitza. Aniya v'amira de levim. Right, so all of those are, he has a mesorah that all of those are lashon hakodesh. Fine. So now let's get back to the brachas and the klalos. The Gemara is going to go to a somewhat lengthy, compared to the other mitzvahs, discussion of the, which the Mishnah already had, about the brachas and the klalos by Har Grizim and Har Evil. So brachas and the klalos, keitzah, kivash, arvah, yisrael, zayardim, v'chulu. So we're about to have a machlokas tanoim. A geographical machlokas tanoim. Where were Har Grizim and Har Evil? Were they right close to the Yardin after they went past, to the west side? Or was it farther away? The Tosa Rashi here asks, how could that be a machlokas? Right, there's geographical places. So the Tosa Rashi says it must be, everybody agrees what real Har Grizim and Har Evil are, but it might be, he quotes the Yerushalmi, that maybe, according to the second day, that it was closer to the Yardin. They had to create mounds that signified Har Grizim and Har Evil, because it happened that day. You don't say there was Krisis HaDerech and they got all the way up north. So everybody would agree what real Har Grizim and Har Evil are, but would you do something, maybe the obligation was to do something symbolic by making mounds of dirt and calling them Har Grizim and Har Evil, for whatever reason. But that's the how the Tosa Rosh gets out of the machlokas about geography. Tana Rabbanan, Halohema be'evar yardin me'evar la'yardin ve'elach. Dibra Yehuda. Yehuda holds that it was far away. That's what we seem to assume, that it was up north, and they traveled that miraculously, very quickly. It was be'evar yardin me'evar la'yardin ve'elach, farther away. Acharei derech mevo ha-shemesh, makom shacham ha-zarachas. Acharei means far away from where the sun shines from where it rises, meaning it's very west. They came from the east, they're going to the west. So the Hargiz and Arevo were more west, not right close to the Yarden. Be'eretz HaKanani Yosheba Arava, Elo Hargiz v'Arevo sheyosfim bohem Kusiyim. The Kusiyim lived there at that time, or later when the Sanhera brought the Kusiyim in. Moha Gilgal, that means Samoch LeGilgal, close to Gilgal. That is a difficult line. Mefarshim are struggle. What does that mean? According to this day of Rabbi Yehuda, it's far away. Gilgal is right close to the Yarden. So what do you mean, Samach LeGilgal? So the Mefarshim say it means that you're able to see Gilgal from the Hargrizim and Arevel, even though it's far away. Eitzel Elonei Moreh, Shechem. That refers to Shechem, as we had in the Mishnah. Ula Alanu Omer, V'yavar Avar Me'oret, An Mekom Shechem, Ad Elon Moreh, Ma Elon Moreh, Ha'amur Lahalan Shechem, Af Kan Shechem. The Bach takes out the next word, Tanya, because this is a continuation of the same Braisa. Amar Blazer Berab Yossi, B'davar Zeh, before we get to the second full day that argues, we have this opinion. B'davar Zeh Ziyafti Sifrei Kusiyim. With this thing, I falsified the Sifrei Torah of the Kusiyim. The Kusiyim only believed in Torah Shebichsav. Rashi says, "Sheish lam Torah Shebichsav ve'inom ma'aminim b'Torah Shebal Peh." So I falsified them. Shamayti lam, I said to them, "Ziyafim Torahschem v'lo ha'leisim bi'etchem klum." Right? It's meaningless. Why? Shatem omrim elonei moreshchem. You say elonei moreshchem. Afanu modim she'elonei moreshchem. We also admit it. But how do you know that? Anu lam denuha migzereshava. Atem b'malamatun. Right? How do you know that? Meaning, and this is the kasha that we always ask on any sect that only believes in Torah Shebichsav. It's impossible, right? How do you put on tefillin? Doesn't say what tefillin are. How do you know basically anything? To understand the Torah, you have to have Torah Shebal Peh, right? It's impossible, right? This is what Hillel, if you remember, also told the Ger. Remember Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the four or five stories of Hillel and the potential converts. So one of them was, remember one of the three stories? I convert me Almanas that I'm only going to keep Torah Shebichsav. Shammai throws him out. Hillel says, okay. And he says, okay, now that you're a Jew, start learning. And he starts teaching him. And he teaches him Aleph Beis Gimel Daled. And the next day he teaches him Tes Shin Reish Kuf. He says, what are you confusing? What are you talking about? So Hillel says, you see, you need me? You can't even learn Aleph Beis. You can't learn Aleph Beis. You don't even know what's right, what's wrong, what's up, what's down. So that's why Hillel proves that you can't have Torah Shebal Peh without Torah Shebichsav, without Torah Shebal Peh. It's just impossible. Just impossible. Just one other comment also, then we'll see the other day, the Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, in the first parak, when the students of Antigonus Yisocho, right, who are they? Tzadok and Baitus, who started the Staikuktim and the Baitusim, right? They misunderstood their Rebbe. They thought there's no Schar Va'onesh, therefore they threw it all away. But the Rambam there says, why'd they believe in Torah Shebichsav? Why didn't they just throw it all away? Throw everything away? So the Rambam says, well, nobody then would have believed them. They can't just reject Torah totally. Like Rashi says in Parsha Shlach, you have to start off with a little MS. Sheker in lo raglayim. So if you don't have any MS, the whole thing would fall away. Says the Rambam, Ve'elu he'izu al-kach, klomar, sorry, v'kimen she'yefshal em l'rakezes hamonim saviv ha'emunah shu'skalohem, they couldn't bring anybody over to their wrong deos, chazru la'ameit et ha'davar she'enem yecholom la'achisho etzal ha'amon. They had to admit to something that was true. V'elu he'izu al-kach, ayun erogin, if they said no Torah Shebichsav either, they'd be killed. V'dima kolechan mehem be'enei si'ato shu'mamne v'Torah Shebichsav v'cholik ala kabbalah. Really, they rejected everything. But they had to at least pretend that they accepted Torah Shebichsav in order to get everybody on their side. Either way, back to the Braisa. So the first opinion of the Braisa said that Hargiz and Arevel were distant. They're far away from the Yarden. Second day, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Halohema be'ever ha'yarden samuch le'yarden. It's close to the Yarden. Next five words are taken out by the Bach. Viksiv. Or dichsiv v'haya ba'avrachem as a yardein. Right when you class over the yardein, that's where the pasuk says takimu asavane ma'ela b'harevol. So it sounds like it's right there. Acharei derech mavo hashemesh makom shachama shoka'as, in the place that the chama sets in the west, far away. Be'eretz haKanani. So these two lines are discussed by the Rishonim. Is this part of his shita, or is this like his problem with the other shita? The Eretz Kanani, Eretz Chivihi. Right, Eretz Kanani, right, Rashi says that's, you're saying that the Haragrizim and Ar-Eval are in Eretz Kanani. The Chivi lived there then. Ha-Yoshev ba'arava, v'alo ben har-mukvoz heim yoshvin. Right, it was between the mountains that area was. Mul ha-Gilgo, v'halo lo roes ha-Gilgo. Right, all these three phrases are problematic according to the other sheet, and that's what they're asking. But Rashi explains that the next lines, the final shita, is really used by both of the previous ones. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, lo ba kasuv. This last issue about Gilgal is only to tell me, right, lo ra'as Gilgal. The last question was, well, they didn't know where Gilgal was yet. How could that be a marker? Lo ba kasuv, elo haros lem derech b'shnia, kederech she'er lehem barishona. The issue was that there wasn't going to be Anane HaKavid. Rashi quotes, first wide line. Hashem knew there wasn't going to be Anane HaKavid when they went in. So Hashem, through Moshe and Yoshua, was giving them pointers, some guiding items and geography to know where to go when you cross, because you're not going to have the Anane HaKavid leading you anymore. Derech, bederech lechu velo besadas akramim. Go on the road, don't go in the fields and the vineyards. Hayoshev, beyishev lechu velo mibin baros. Go where it's populated, not in the deserts. Ba'arava, ba'arava lechu v'lo baharim ugvos. Going in the arava, not in the harim of the gvos. So he was giving them certain guidelines how to get there. But remember, the Tosafot Rashi said right here, this isn't a machlokes in Mitzius, because that would be a problem to assume that. But says the Tosafot Rashi that it's a machlokes exactly whether they were told to go to the actual Har Gizim and Arevol, or he quotes the Yerushalmi. Ma mekayem Rebbe Eliezer Argizim Harevel shtei gabshushias hasu v'karu lahem lazeh Argizim ulazeh Harevel. Why would you have to do that? That's a good question, but that's not our issue now. But that's at least just to explain the shitas, because he says they couldn't have gone so far a distance on the first day and then planted set up these matzevas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue next time. Again, remember today's daf was lirefua shalema. All the Torah was for Michal Malka Bat Rachel, who was in very serious need of a refuah shalema. All the Torah should be a schus for her.